Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we enjoy sharing a message that we hope will encourage our fellow believers all around the world. Today's message is titled, O Lord. The scripture text is from Isaiah 33, verse 2.
O Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress.
Today, let us meditate on the richness of this scripture verse, which is actually a prayer, and find renewed strength in our walk with Christ. I particularly ponder on the exclamation phrase which begins the prayer, O Lord, which, interestingly, is found about 385 times in the scriptures. Well, today this phrase, or its cousin, Oh My God, is often used thoughtlessly or even as a swear word.
However, tracking its use all throughout scriptures, we find that it has a sense of deep and earnest petition or praise. It is never used in trite situations such as we hear it often spoken today. It is first used in Scripture as an earnest prayer by Abraham's servant when seeking a wife for Isaac in Genesis, chapter 24, verse 12. O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham.
It is last used in the book of Revelation in a chorus sung at the throne of God. It goes like this, Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
The petition in this prayer is so simple. Be gracious to us. And we have abundant promises of its fulfillment all throughout the Bible. Our Lord is always gracious toward us, even though the critical problem at hand may overshadow God's gracious ways toward His children. It's His nature to be loving and gracious.
The prayer goes on to state, We long for you. That's such a key, and yet I surely admit, I don't always long for the Lord as I should. There are so many distractions in life. We really need to be in a state of longing for God. As Brooksine and I prayed during our walk this morning, even the surrounding beauty of God's creation called for my attention.
Well, Jim Gambini, our former pastor, writes this. The great danger the Christian faces is twofold. Because life on the planet is so uncertain, one temptation is to trust God to make us more secure through the accumulation of things or power or authority. The other temptation, if we already have accumulated plenty of this world's goods, is to rest in what we have.
The prayer continues, Be our strength every morning. That is our ongoing need. Yesterday's strength is inadequate for the challenges of this day. And he goes on, our salvation in time of distress. God is always our very present help in the time of any trouble or distress. Today, be encouraged by these truths as you join Brooksine, myself, in crying out, O Lord. And I close in my part before Brooksine prays with a portion of the great hymn, Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000s besides.
Let's pray together. And these verses within the prayer are from Psalm 25 and Psalm 30. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. O Lord my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Though weeping may endure for a night, I'm so grateful that rejoicing will come with the new day. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a single portion of Scripture we sought to faithfully provide exposition for today in our daily encouragement. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today's the message that we prepared for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2008. Do have some beautiful photos on the site today, including one taken by our friend Doris High of a beautiful lake near the mountains in British Columbia, Canada. Also have a photo taken just this morning in our morning walk of a beautiful tulip looking right down inside of it. Today I have especially selected hymns that the hymn, various versions, Great is Thy Faithfulness, Brooke Seen's favorite, she will testify, and certainly one of my favorites. These materials are available on the website today, or on the archived version for Tuesday, April 22nd. We also want to point out, and I want to thank any of you podcast listeners that did go to the site yesterday, we do have a link up to a survey that we're taking to help us better utilize, better present these materials. If you are receiving this through email, and I know some of you will listen to the podcast as a response to the email you've received, it's right at the in the bottom of the footers of the email. If you're listening to this otherwise, just go to the website, and it'll be in the left column, and it'll be a little icon for survey there. And it'll just take you a few minutes to fill that out, and we would appreciate that. Already, I've learned some things that I think will be helpful in just improving this ministry. Well, thanks again for joining us today. Pardon my grovelly voice. I'm restraining a cough as I prepare today. Lots of pollen in the air in this season, and that really affects me. Thank God for the promise of His Word today, and that He is always gracious to His children.